Hey, hey, Mildred here. Welcome to the Trail Talk Quick Tips. Just me being myself, just me being real, just me coming to you with no filters. And I know most of the time, those raw moments are the best moments. I know the sound quality might not be as good, and I apologize for that, but I know that the tips will definitely be beneficial because it's just some of my thoughts coming to me as I enjoy my trail walks. So let's dive right in.
Hi friends, Mildred here, super excited for our topic for today. Anyways, today I wanted to talk about ketosis. Did you know that there are three ways that you can get your body into ketosis? So one might be asking, is there one way that is better than the other? Does it really matter how you get yourself into ketosis? Well, the answer is it doesn't really matter. But what I'll show you is the actual three ways. So the first way that you can get into ketosis is by the ketogenic diet. So right here, I'm holding butter, which represents the ketogenic diet, where you have to make sure that in everything that you eat, you are limiting your carbs, but increasing the amount of fat that you have. The second way that you can put yourself into ketosis is by fasting. And this water right here represents fasting. So when you're fasting, you're withholding food. And so our water is representing fasting. The third way that you could get into ketosis is actually by drinking ketones. So you're drinking ketones into your body and getting your body into ketosis that way. So these three tools are there to help us maximize our health by getting us into ketosis. So what is ketosis? Ketosis is having elevated ketones in your bodies. Ketones are an energy molecule, just like glucose is an energy molecule from carbohydrates. Ketones are an energy molecule, but that breaks down fat instead. As you know, the ultimate goal of being in ketosis is for our body to use fat as the main source of fuel. So we want to make sure that we are in ketosis and we are burning that fat within our body. So the ultimate goal is to ensure that we are using fat as the main source of fuel in our body. Quick question, what was your motivator to do the keto lifestyle? Was it due to the fact that you wanted better fat loss? Was it because you had an underlying health condition? Or are you just starting out and are just learning about the keto lifestyle? Anyways, whatever was the motivating factor, keto does actually help in terms of different things. It can help with fat loss. It can help with underlying conditions. And it can also help for those who are just looking to live a healthier lifestyle. By using fuel from ketones, we are actually using the better source of fuel. And it's actually a more powerful source of fuel than using carbs. So is any of these three ways a better way to get into ketosis than the other? Definitely not. It really doesn't matter. They all serve the same purpose. But you can do each one individually, or you can combine them for more success. There is actually more value in combining them. That way, you are putting your body in a better state of ketosis. Using two different ways or all of them actually amplifies your results. So you can choose to do one. You can choose to just be on a ketogenic diet and make sure that you stay in ketosis that way. Or you can choose to do fasting and the diet at the same time. It actually brings better results. So whether you're dieting, whether you're fasting, or whether you are drinking actual ketones, either way, you are getting the benefits of ketosis. So let's do a quick Q&A. How do I maintain my ketosis? So basically, I do drink my ketones, and I make sure that I drink my ketones twice a day. You can drink them once. It's actually really good that way, but it's actually awesome to drink them twice a day. So you might ask as well, what else am I doing to make sure that I maintain that ketosis within my body? I do fasting. I actually do intermittent fasting, and then I do one big fast a month. And when I do that big fast a month, I actually go for 60 hours without eating anything. And this is the good thing. Fasting actually helps to rest your gut, and it rejuvenates your body system. So whether you choose to do 24-hour fasting, 48-hour fasting, even the 68-hour fast, what happens is you start off by burning those sugars from the previous meals that you had eaten. And then at some point after you've finished all those carbs being burnt in your body, then you start burning those fats. So when you fast, you want to make sure that you pick a meaningful period of fasting. You don't want it to be too short, but you also don't want it to be too long either. You want it to be like just that good balance. So for me, I choose to do intermittent fasting as well as one big fast, and I also drink ketones. The one that I failed at completely was the complete strict keto diet. So what I chose to do was to do a low carb diet instead. I find that it's easier for me to restrict the carbs, but not to eliminate them completely. So that's what I have found to be helpful. But everybody is different. That's what we always have to remember. The bottom line is you need to tailor all of this to your actual needs. We are all unique and we are all different. And definitely this could be a topic for another live when I choose to do that. But we are all different. Our metabolisms are different. So you have to find that balance. So just a quick recap. Whether you choose to do the strict keto diet, or you choose to do fasting, or you choose to do drinking of ketones instead, and I actually do have different flavors if you'd like to try them, it really doesn't matter. You will get results either way. But the bottom line is, should you combine them, you get better results. It amplifies your results. So all I can say is, in conclusion, find that happy medium for yourself. Whether it's going to be a complete ketogenic diet, a strict keto diet, or whether it's the lazy keto diet, it really has its benefit. Or whether you choose to do fasting, intermittent fasting, and also drinking ketones, either way, you are helping maintain good health for your body. So don't forget, if you have any questions, post them in the comments below. Till next time, have a good one.
That's it for today. Did you like our quick tip trail talk episode? If you did, please do share. If you could take just a few seconds out of your busy schedule to subscribe and leave an honest review and rating, I would forever be grateful. Till next time, happy listening.